The meeting of the old monk and the Pope took about 20 minutes, that's all, the whole meeting. And as he went out of the room, the cardinals were waiting, but he didn't talk to them a word. He quickly left the palace, and to the great shock of the cardinals, and disappeared. A few minutes later, the cardinals didn't understand what's going on over here. It was like against all the rules. Usually if you saw the Pope, then you would talk to the cardinals, but he just went without talking to them. He didn't even give them any attention. So they were very, very surprised and confused. That was like normal. That cardinals are also very chashev. There was no such a thing. Like you go and just disappear, you run away like that. They wanted to greet him. So after a few minutes of confusion and wonder, one of the cardinals decided to enter to go into the Pope's office, the Pope's room. When he came in, he was shocked. He saw the Pope with a very, very sad, depressed face. His eyes were red from tears. You were able to see that he was crying very bitterly.
What?
And the Pope didn't even pay attention to the cardinal who went in and didn't say a thing. And he didn't have the guts to ask the Pope why he's so depressed.
Why?
So he left the room and went back to his friends and told them what he just saw. The cardinals... find that. Scott, you have a lot of good questions. Just listen a few more minutes and a lot of the questions will be answered. The cardinals tried as much as they could, as hard as they can, to figure out this riddle, this strange visit, and how it made the Pope so sad. And they came up with all different ideas. But
like what?
They tried this, they tried that, but nothing made any sense. And nothing was clear. And the whole palace of the Pope was very sad, depressed. All the people, all the officials, all the ministers, all the officers, day and night were talking and discussing, and they couldn't stop talking about the strange visit of this old monk, De Laziata. The Pope himself didn't help to figure it out. He didn't tell anyone a word. He stayed in his room for a few weeks and didn't let anyone, even the people that were closest to him, to come in. And the cardinals walked around, also all depressed and sad, surprised about what happened over here. And they made secret meetings, but again, all these meetings did not produce any solutions.
What?
After a long, long time, little by little, the secret started to come out. It turns out that when the monk... De Laziata came into the Pope's office, and the Pope walked towards him warmly to greet him. And as the minig by the goyim is, that when you meet the Pope, the Pope gives you a getchka, a tzelem, to kiss. So the Pope walked towards De Laziata, wanted to warmly greet him, and he gave him the tzelem. De Laziata pushed off the tzelem.
Where?
He said, no, I don't want to kiss it. What? To the great shock of the chief, the top, main galach of the whole Catholic Avodah Zarah, De Laziata didn't even bow, kneel, as the Christians do whenever they see the Pope. The confused Pope opened big eyes. He was wondering, what's going on over here? De Laziata, did he leave? Did he abandon the way of Christianity? And it turns out that actually, yes, indeed. It's true that 35 years ago, De Laziata was an excellent galach who was very good in arguing with the Yidden, debating with the Yidden. And he had very, very good mouth. He knew how to speak very well. And he managed to win a lot of Yidden debates.
For real?
What does it mean to win? You could, like I told you yesterday, you could say things that don't make sense, but you could say them with a lot of chayis, so people get convinced. Because not always people listen. That's why I told you that, even though it's very very simple that the Christian of a desirous shtusim, a lot of those that debate, they have people that are professional in drawing a cup, and that's why you need very, very special people to argue with them. But so what was happening that was that as long as De La Ciata was more doing more and more of these debates, he was a smart man, and he himself realized that all the things that he's saying are nonsense. They're all shtusim, and in his heart he started to doubt the way of Christianity, and he himself started to feel that it's not true what he's saying. Dafka because of the debates. Even the ones that he won, and from all the writings, all the booklets that he wrote, they actually helped convince him that Yiddishkeit is right. Because whenever he was arguing with Yiddishkeit, he realized that Yiddishkeit is true. And at the end of the whole story, he was convinced in a very clear way that Yiddishkeit is Torah's MS, and he decided to leave Christianity and to become a Jew.
But people never knew, because how was he able to...
Very good, that's a very good question. How was he able to become a Jew? So it was clear to him, De La Ciata knew that he won't be able to do anything about this as long as he's in Venice with all his... where he had all the cover and the publicity that people talked about him, and even the Vatican, they knew about him. And he also decided that it would be not a good idea to let anyone know, all of his Christian friends, that what he decided, because he was sure that they're gonna stop him. They're gonna do whatever they could do to stop him. They could maybe even, this doesn't say over here, but let's say if they would know, they would maybe even if people would find out that De La Ciata became a Jew, so the Christians would have a big busha, so they would stop him from doing it, and they could even do dangerous, scary things to him. So he decided he's not gonna tell anyone. And he decided the best thing would be to disappear. He didn't tell anyone anything.
Does it say that the Chinese
were really? Oh, very good. And while everyone, when he disappeared, when there's all these rumors that he went to India to be misboided, to be alone, the truth is he was not on the way to India. He was on the way to the great city of Amsterdam in Holland, which at the time was a very big center of Torah and Yiddishkeit. There was a lot of big Talmid Chachamim over there, and shuls, and yeshivas. And in Amsterdam, he was Megayer, and he called himself Avraham. And in Amsterdam, he sat and learned Torah day and night. No one knew who he was in Amsterdam. They just knew that he was a Ger, Ger Tzedek, but no one knew how Choshev he was in the past. And like this, many years passed. When he turned 70, he decided that he needs to visit the Pope with one simple goal. What did he want to tell the Pope? He wanted to tell the Pope two things. First of all, a few things. First of all, that he's a Yid.
Why?
And he wanted to explain to him that the Avodah Zarah, the Christians, are making a big mistake in how they're treating the Yidin, and how they're turning a blind eye from Goyim killing Yidin and from torturing Yidin.
Torturing
is making someone pain, like hurting someone, which encourages... When the Galachim don't talk against it, they actually they're causing it to happen. And sometimes they even actually, not only they don't stop people, they actually tell people to do it. And he wanted the Pope to know that even though you have all the power now, you have the soldiers, you have all the koyach, it doesn't make you right. And Yiddishkeit is the right thing. And you should know that if you're going to continue like this, many, many more Christians like me, who are smart people, will realize the truth. And the Ger Tzedek also wanted to call the Pope and tell him, you know, you should also try to think about your way. Think if it's right, everything that you're doing. And for 20 minutes, nonstop, the old Ger Tzedek, for like 20 minutes, nonstop, he kept giving all different tainus and explaining and telling the Pope words of rebuke. Now, they're making a big mistake, and he was shocked. He couldn't even answer. He couldn't say anything. He was so shocked to hear this. And for a long time, after the old man left his room, he sat there, caught up in thought with tears running down his cheeks.
Was he Megayer?
After a few weeks, he finally calmed down. He got back to himself, and he told the people close to him the story. And they were trying to figure out, make a plan, how to keep this a secret, because they knew that if people are going to find this out, a lot of people are going to feel that Christianity is Babamaisis. And they understood...
If a re- really clutch of a person and smart, like he.
Like the Laziata.
He was a Yiddish path.
That's right, and that's what exactly they were scared. They didn't think of actually changing their mind. They just tried to. They said, "We have to keep this a secret. No one should find out." And they realized that a lot of Christians are starting to ask a lot of questions about their religion, and they're starting to be convinced that Yiddishkeit is true. And they said, if they're going to find out that the Laziata is a Yid, they're going to also become Yidden. And who knows how many Christians will become Jewish, especially very chashev ones, very big ones. So after a lot of meetings, a whole series of meetings, they decided what are their steps that they have to take to, on the one hand, convince people that the Christianity is true, and on the other hand, even using very, very violent, hurtful ways, to, if you see anyone that has any questions, to stop him right away from asking. Anyone in the Vatican who seems to have doubts, to right away get rid of him. But no matter what, a few people knew it, and it started to spread. And it's true that no one became a gay anymore, almost, because they became very... Not because they convinced people. Because they everyone knew that if you're going to dare to become a gay, you're going to get very, very bad things will happen to you. But the story did go around. And the Yidden, at least, were very happy about this interesting story. And this was the story of the Ger Tzedek, Reb Avram, who used to be called Christian de Laziata, that Reb Moshe read in the letter from his friend Gedalia Moshe in Rome. And after the story, Reb Moshe had a very interesting decision that he made, which we'll hear Mitzvah Hashem in the next chapter. Today you guys had a long chapter of 22 minutes and 10 seconds. A gute Nacht, Yichyeh Melech Mashiach.